You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Talking Pro Bowl. You guys seem to have a lot of ideas. Our guy out there, Gary in Canfield, he says he likes it. Windows where quarterbacks can throw for points like 25 and stuff. The jock jams. I love the jock jam stuff. Frank says, love the idea of a skills competition. If a football game is wanted, how about AFC versus NFC all rookie teams? Interesting. Our guy G.I. George tweets us saying, like Matt, I have less than no interest in the Pro Bowl, but I will watch the Pro Bowl draft. That's interesting. The draft is actually an interesting part because then you get to see like who gets the respect, who gets the love. I mean, do you want to be – if you're the last person drafting the Pro Bowl, are you upset about that? By the way, DaQuell Jackson added to the Pro Bowl.
Nice, another former Brown. But no, I don't – in most cases, I would think that it's going to be a kicker or long snapper who's going to be last anyway. And I think going into the draft, they could probably assume that they would be last pick. It's not like they're going to be unathletic or the fat kid. They still got a free trip to Arizona and are represented there. I wish there was some creative aspect, but then when it's like when we talk anything but a football game, you bring in so many more, you know, obstacles. Is then you have to involve everyone. You know, if Vince Wilfork, for example, who may or may not have made the Pro Bowl or has in the past. Is a 380-pound Vince Wilfork how are we gonna showcase his skills when he occupies like a 3-foot by 3-foot space on a football field?
An eating contest.
Yes, but he's gonna want to eat.
I want to watch that. An alignment eating contest.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. But I guess, actually watching linemen do an agility drill would probably be very entertaining because some of them would be falling on their face, and you know everyone likes to see someone heavy. Fall down and try to get back up like a dying cockroach.
No question about it. We were talking about how we're all pissed off because Andy Dalton got named to the Pro Bowl. Well, turns out he was the 7th alternate at quarterback. That's how many people actually turned down their invites as well. Joe Flacco among them.
Philip Rivers among them?
Philip Rivers was among them. Career worst 19 touchdowns for Andy Dalton this year. 20th in the league in yards per attempt. 25th in the NFL in passer rating. And yet he made the Pro Bowl. Ranking below E.J. Manuel's 14 NFL starts in completion percentage, yards per attempt, and touchdowns while throwing more picks than Manuel in this year at 2014. And the guy said, this is funny at the end of it, this is by Mark Sessler on NFL.com. He said, nobody planned on Dalton playing another primetime game this season, but when all but a few of the voted-in quarterbacks bow out due to injury, inconvenience, or malaise, it won't be long before Brian Hoyer is sitting alongside Andy on that flight to the desert. Yeah, the problem. I mean, you can't do that. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Definitely a little bit of.
I'm losing interest by the comment right now.
I know we are. Yes, we are. 7th alternate Andy Dalton, Pro Bowler. 7th alternate.
Yeah,
and they had 6. So that means they considered him to be the 13th best quarterback in the NFL.
That's terrible.
And he's going to the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely terrible. And again, the one I saw yesterday was Mark Ingram, who is a part of a 2 or 3-headed monster there. In New Orleans, yes, he had his career best years, I think, in yards per attempt and yards, maybe even touchdowns. But there were times when you watch the Saints, and he's not even on the football field, and yet he's going to represent the best of the best, in Arizona as a part of the Pro Bowl.
It is a shame. Let's talk Pro Bowl. Mike in Canton, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, being down here in Canton. There's all the talk of the different expansions and stuff they're going to do with the Hall of Fame and how they're going to make it more of like a campus and make it more interactive over the coming years. I'd like to see them do something. You still get selected to the Pro Bowl. The NFL, sends you to Hawaii whenever you want to go for you and your family and, invite anybody, that wants to come, skill player-wise down to Canton, especially if they have a indoor facility where they can do this. And have a skills competition, almost like a college combine. That way it gives you tape on free agents to look at for, maybe future consideration for the coming year.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that and anything tied to the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a great idea. And I know maybe essentially what he's kind of talking about, which is sort of what I was talking about being done in Hawaii along with that free trip is what they did last year, I believe, at the IX Center here in Northeast Ohio. All those, the autograph sessions, albeit very expensive, a very expensive ticket and per autograph, you know, for the fans to get in, but it was their opportunity to get a majority of Pro Football Hall of Famers that are alive in one place at one time. And I kind of like the rules that they couldn't abuse the privilege of getting, you know, item after item after item after item after item. There, you know, everyone had a limit so that it wasn't a tedious process for everyone to get in and out. And like I said, it would be very special to get, and I'm sure there are fans out there. I would say if I lived in Hawaii, and I would love to go get a ball every year signed by every legitimate Pro Bowler and have those on my wall if I were a collector, or maybe for my son or something like of that matter.
Would you smear Andy Dalton's name off?
the concept I'm talking about is Aaron Rodgers would still want to come to Hawaii because he's not going to play a football game. So he'd be enjoying Hawaii and how beautiful it is there and the all-inclusive aspect that I'm sure would come with it. But it would be that, you know, the fan event where you'd actually get to see these guys, where maybe Brady and some of the Patriots and Seattle Seahawks wouldn't be there, but the other players that would, so it wouldn't be fully tarnished by the replacement players.
Yeah, I like that. I like that concept. Anything to me other than what they're doing right now seems like an improvement. Lori in Stowe, what do you think about the Pro Bowl?
Oh, hi, guys. What I think about it is that, you know, we're all into virtual reality and making things as real as possible, reality shows. This is a fake game. And for that reason, I think the Pro Bowlers should be named, but there should be no game. They should be named, and they and their families can go to Hawaii as part of being named. And I think that would work very well. Also, I think that, Nathan, you had mentioned something about you know, people have this craving for football. And I propose having two leagues, NFL 1, NFL 2. NFL 2 starts in March, goes through July, and then the Super Bowl is in August. It'd be separate but equal leagues.
So you'd, like, break the AFC and the NFC
year
up?
Because all we're doing is waiting for the draft, waiting for, you know, even practices to begin for some news. I think it would work. It wouldn't. I don't think it would interfere with baseball or whatever. People need to have those games, the actual games. There's a way to do it. I haven't worked out all the details.
I think weather would play, you know, into that because a number of teams would not be able to participate.
Yeah.
In certain weather,
it would be
you
tough.
Deal with the Buffalo Bills, you know, snowstorm consistently here in the Midwest and East Coast. The one other thing that I've heard, and I don't know where I heard this from. In talking about the Pro Bowl is if you could incentivize the players to be a part of a game somehow, some way that if you partake in the player, I think right now, you know, winner takes home, you know, I don't know, maybe $80,000, loser takes home like 40, something of that sort. Okay. So there is a slight incentive, but I think it's got to be an all or nothing, and it's got to be significant enough for some of these players to want to play.
Do you think that it matters at this point? Does money matter at all, do you think, to these people?
Some yes, some no. I mean, a lot of these guys, you got to imagine, if I'm a rookie, first, second, third year player, getting to the Pro Bowl, and you're telling me there's $500,000 on the line if we win, and I'm making less than $500,000 in a salary, and all I have to do is play in a one football game, you're going to play. You know, but then that same incentive is nothing to a Joe Thomas, is nothing to a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady, but gambling money maybe over the course of the next year.
for all those plane flights, I love it. Matt and Greenwich, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good, guys.
Good. How you doing?
All right. On my way to work here. I've been thinking about the Pro Bowl for a long time. I don't actually watch it anymore. The skills competition is cool to me, but I'd like to see like a team-oriented skills competition where, you know, it's like more representatives from each team. That way the team wins, the Browns win, whoever wins, and then, you know, we'll carry that on for next year, and that way it kind of goes in like bragging rights.
What's kind of hard about that is there are some teams that don't have representation in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Well, this way you would force each team to send a certain amount of representatives to where it would be team versus team is what I'm saying, but
I think that could be something. What I really want to see more than anything, my favorite part of training camp and my favorite thing to watch are the one-on-ones between the wide receivers and cornerbacks, and then tight ends and either linebackers or safeties. Like, who wouldn't want to watch Revis Calvin Johnson do one-on-ones with their quarterback with a Pro Bowl quarterback and just see what happens?
You're so right about that, Nathan, but I think there was more risk of injury in that one-on-one circumstance because going two competitive people they're going to go after each other, and they're both going to go up after a ball, and then one's going to come down, the other one's going to come down on the other guy, and it's like it's an accident waiting to happen. And you got to think the organizations or these NFL franchises who paid these guys a significant amount of money to be the best are now at risk from for a sense of entertainment, and they have nothing to gain.
Yeah, but I feel like they would like
it.
It
would be awesome.
Or you could do like a drill where like you meet as a linebacker, you meet the back in the hole and just like mano a mano.
Sure. Or like the little video we showed with the one guy juking out the other guy.
Yeah. 216-578-0850. We're talking Pro Bowl right now. We could continue to do so. Andrew Gribble down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, where the North practice is just getting underway as we speak. We got Jerome in Cleveland online. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Good. Man. How are you?
All right. Hey, I don't know if it has been mentioned, but I would like to see a Pro Bowl like they do in the combines. You know, which lineman can bench the most, which player is the fastest. Sort of like a competition like that, like a quarterback. Like you guys said, you could do like a skills competition. That would be nice, and do it in Hawaii. What do you guys think?
I agree. And that was, if you recall, that incline bench competition back in the day that went along with the quarterback, you know, throwing the chalk balls to the targets and the running backs doing the agility. They'd always have the big guys. Was it Leon Lett that won for a few years in a row? I don't know if it was – it might not have been Pro Bowl, but it was something. But there was a Dallas Cowboy guy that was just winning year after year. I remember John Randall used to be in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was that era of players. And it was – to me, I always tuned in because I wanted to see these guys lift an enormous amount of weight and see those quarterbacks
throw. I'd
love
to see that. And I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a dunk contest.
Yeah.
Like a receiver.
Or maybe
just
an inside – you know, they could script it but have an inside look of these guys just – being around each other, you know what I mean? Tuning into their conversations and watching them, you know, shoot hoops and you know, get into a pickup game. And I don't know. Some inside look into these lives, because that's all this really is. Because that game, you know, even with the money that's at stake, is so minimal that these guys just don't want to get hurt and want to get it over with.
When we come back, we'll get into the special teams portion of our position reviews here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Pro Bowl, people are interested in it. I don't know what to do. Why not get rid of the Pro Bowl and preseason and make the regular season longer, somebody said. Players don't want that. I want your opinion on that too, because that's a lot of talk. I don't think players want to play any more regular season games.
For more money,
they
will.
For more money, yeah, but I don't think that's what they're talking about.
They're not.
They're talking about taking away preseason and making them regular season games.
No, thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.